In 2014, voters approved a three-year tax of 3 cents on a $10 purchase for community, culture, and safety benefits capital projects. And that tax passed overwhelmingly. The revenue has gone to improvements on University Hill, Chautauqua, the Dairy Arts Center, the Museum of Boulder, and the Civic Center. And they've all been contributing to Boulder's quality of life and economic vitality. So 2M and 2N, which are the 2017 Community Culture and Safety ballot items, will extend this small tax for 4 more years to fund another round of capital investments that will, again, improve safety and other services from the city, cultural amenities, and community facilities.
So just to clarify, it's a different set of organizations that would benefit from the previous 3 years that have received this money.
That's right.
Well, as I said, KGNU is one of the organizations that would benefit, but there are several other ones as well as city projects, too.
That's right. And they kind of fall into three categories. The community facilities, we start off with two that help tackle hunger. Meals on Wheels, which serves 77,000 meals a year. They have to leave the West Senior Community Center. That facility is being repurposed. They need a new facility. And so that's one of the projects being funded. Growing Gardens is also getting funding. Community Cycles will be moving to a new center at Boulder Junction and expanding their classes and their work with kids and low-income people and people with disabilities. The Center for Resource Conservation will also be expanding its facilities. And one that everybody uses at some point, or most people use at some point, Scott Carpenter Park has outlived its life and will get a new pool and new facilities to go with the pool.
And something's happening in North Boulder in their library as well.
That's right. We kind of consider that part of the cultural facilities. That facility in Boulder is 570 square feet. I'm sorry, it's the library nook that's up on North Broadway. And it's 570 square feet, and they already get 45,000 visits per year. So it's well used. And when that will be turned into a full branch library with meeting rooms and everything else. In addition, on the cultural side, this will allow the city to continue its investments in public art, art downtown, art in the on the bike paths, things like that. It will allow expansion of both the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art and the new studio and the Studio Arts, which has been the Pottery Barn. It'll be expanding to a new building and offering new services.
And so, as we said, this is an extension of the tax that was approved by voters, I think, 3 years ago.
Right.
But this would be an extension for 4 years. So for the next 4 years, this 3 cents on a $10 purchase would be in place.
Right. That's right. And one thing that's important to remember, too, is that as a sales tax, half of this is paid by visitors to Boulder. It doesn't all fall on residents. And I should finish up and say that, you know, there are these safety projects as well. The fire station, which is the one at right next to Scott Carpenter Park at 30th and Arapaho, is in the floodplain and is it needs to be moved to provide the kind of emergency services that the city wants to be able to provide throughout the city. In addition, there will be some upgrades to the greenway path at Four Mile Canyon Creek and upgrading the radio communications system, which is getting old for the city, for the police and fire departments.
How were these different projects, particularly the cultural ones, how were they chosen, selected to be part of this?
The city chose a 12-person citizen advisory board, and that advisory board went through a whole public process. Other nonprofits were, and city agencies, city departments were asked to propose their capital projects and how much money they wanted. And they worked and kind of massaged them and came up with what they thought was the right number and made the initial cut. And then city council went through another public process and made the final decisions. And I should add that all of these nonprofits must meet rigorous requirements. They go into a contract with the city. It's very carefully managed to make sure that the money is used in a way that provides the community benefit.
And it's not just the city writing a check, because very often the organizations have to also come up with matching money too.
They do. That's right. That's right.
There are two measures, though, on the ballot. It's 2M and 2N. What's the difference between the two, or is it just one big package deal?
No, that's a good question. 2M is the extension of the tax, and that's what provides the money. 2N is a bonding issue, but it's just a way to allow the projects to move forward sooner. Before it does not provide additional money. It allows the city to bond the money and then pay it as the sales tax comes in.
So what would the timeline be on this if voters approve this in November? When would money be made available to these organizations?
You know, I think that remains to be worked out with the city. I'm not completely sure on that. I know that there are certain projects that are shovel ready, Meals on Wheels, moving to a new facility, and Scott Carpenter Park. So it may be that those are the first ones that are funded as the money comes in, and then it's a decision within the city whether to bond, to use the bonding authority to be able to fund these projects sooner.
Sometimes these ballot measures, particularly when it comes with bonding or funding, it can get very complicated for voters. And I think there's sometimes a tendency to zone out when you get into the weeds of what the funding mechanism is. But really, what's the down and dirty on this? What do people really need to know about 2M and 2N?
You know, I'd say the down and dirty is really to focus on 2M. 2N is really just a technique. And that it's been very carefully vetted, both by this community board, by city council, and these are all projects that provide serious and important community benefits.